It's been a long time since we've heard from this woman. A very, very long time. I remember her well. In fact, I thought she had died. But she's still with us. Her name?
Jean.
Jean.
Roses are red. All the leaves have gone green.
Green jeans. Mr. Green Jeans.
And the clouds are so low, you can touch them, and so...
Get out here.
Come out to the meadow.
Jean.
Jean.
Everybody now.
Jean. Jean.
You're
young and alive. Come out of your half dream, dream.
And
run,
run,
if you will.
Run, or I'll shoot
the top
you
of the hill. Open your arms, Bonnie Jean.
Bonnie Jean, how are ya?
I'm fine, sweetheart.
Boy, you know, the last time I talked to you, I was a lot younger.
So was I.
I don't know. You sound
the same. I'll let you know when I die, believe me.
How will you? What's the plan?
Oh.
You'll visit me in my dream.
No, listen. The key word will be Jean, okay? Bonnie Jean. You'll get it. You'll get the message.
Interesting. I'm kind of looking forward to that all of a sudden.
Trust me. You'll
all
know
right.
when I die.
Excited about it?
Huh?
Great. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll let you know above all else.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway.
What do you think will be the big giveaway? I mean, what do you think?
Well, I had a birthday yesterday.
Oh, you had a birthday yesterday.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Bonnie Jean. Let's get that registered in the old book. Well, yesterday was February 1.
That's right.
All right, February 1, Bonnie Jean.
Yeah.
Birthday. What time of the day were you born?
I was born on February 1st. What?
What time of the day?
What kind of a day?
No, what time of the day? Or, hell, what kind of a day?
Oh, 6 a.m.
About 6 a.m.? What kind of a day was it?
I was only there for a while.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, what kind of a day was it?
You know, isn't it interesting, Jane, when you hear about...
You know, you're hard to hear.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Could it be that you're hard of hearing?
No, I'm
that
not.
Couldn't be,
my
could
ears
it?
Are fine.
Okay. Well, let's talk about how old you are.
77.
77, Sunset Strip.
In 3 years, I'll be 80.
Boy, almost 80. How long do you think you'll live?
90.
90?
Unfortunately, I'll live too long.
Aren't you still putting away the heaters pretty regularly?
The what?
The cigs.
Put away what?
Aren't you smoking daily?
Oh, yeah.
90, huh?
Absolutely.
Holy smokes. Skip Humphrey's not going to like that. He wants you dead now.
Skip Humphrey should take care of himself.
All right.
You know.
All right. See, if you died now, you'd help the cause. You lived to 90, you throw a wrench into the whole thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. If that's what you want to do.
Absolutely.
If you want to live to 90 as a smoker and pass along that message to the children of Minnesota, you selfish...
I didn't say I wanted to live until 90.
Oh, you mean it's just going to happen?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Thanks to ventilators.
Well, I don't know.
All right.
I don't have any trouble breathing.
All right.
I'm a real big-time smoker.
I know that.
Yeah, you do.
So. I know that.
Well, I'm not worried.
No. Did you have a good birthday?
Oh, excellent. I was alive. I woke up breathing. Naturally.
Yeah. So you're enjoying life.
Absolutely.
Boy, that's great. I don't think I've ever heard you real depressed at all.
I've never been depressed, dear.
You ever read a newspaper? That'll put you down in the dumps pretty quickly.
Every morning from stem to stern.
You ever read about Sierra Leone or, you know, any of those places? That'll ruin your morning pretty quickly.
Sierra Leone?
Yeah, Sierra Leone. Just read a little bit about what's going on in that country, and there's shoot today right there. You have to hit the bottle just to get back on top.
You get depressed rather easily, don't you, Tommy? Why do you get depressed so easily?
Well, it's the news, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in France years ago, just a young man...
Will you speak up a little bit?
When I was in France a while ago! When I was in France years ago as a young man, they used to say something to me in French. I don't know what it meant. And consequently, that's the end of the story. And they'd say it often.
Well,
I never did get it translated.
Maybe I know what it means.
No, I don't even know it. I can't even say it. No. When I was in France, they used to say something. I don't know what it was. But... it meant he carries the weight of the world on his shoulders. And they said I walked like that. And I was very insulted by that at the time because I didn't. I was enjoying life. I was young.
Yeah.
I was a free man in Paris. I felt unfettered and alive. No one calling me up for favors. No one's future to decide. You know, I'd go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on, stoking this star maker machinery behind the popular song. No, when I was over there, I life was good. You know, I didn't have any worries at all. I mean, you could have come up to me and said, I'm going to mug you and kill you. And I just said, okay, it's been a good life. They told me that I walked. There's apparently a saying over there, you walk like you carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. And I told them to take a flying leap off the Eiffel Tower. Now, however, I'd like them to see me again. I think I do now. After 7 years of reading 6 papers a day, I think I now walk that way.
What 6 papers do you read?
Well, I primarily just old issues of the Highland Villager, but 6 of them every single day.
The Highland Villager? How can you read 6 of those?
Well, I'll read one from 1999, then I'll go back and, you know, go back to the old style, you know, when they weren't tabloid size, and then I'll go way back to the 50s when Liz Haas had the paper. Oh, it's
Tommy,
a long story.
Tommy, your life has got to be a little bit more spread out than that.
Hey, I'm covering from the 50s to the 90s. No, let's see. We got the Wall Street Journal. Got the Wall Street Journal. Got the New York Times. You got the New York Times. Got a couple of dailies. Got a couple of dailies in USA Today. And the USA Today and Chicago Sun-Times. And Chicago Sun-Times. How many is that?
Tommy.
Huh?
Tommy.
Yeah.
You've
wasn't I going to cut out music on this show?
Than that, don't you?
Huh?
Don't you have more interest in life than that?
Yes, but I can't get to them.
What?
I can't get to them. The papers.
Huh?
The papers. It's sick. It's sick. And the sickest part is the weekend comes and I don't have to read them. And I still
do. Why
don't.
Do you have to read 6 papers a day?
Huh?
Why do you have to read 6 papers a day?
Oh, you know, just you only end up with, a fraction of it in front of you, clipped and piled up, but... then that's what you go with. Try to figure out how you're going to put together some sort of a program.
Hey, you don't need a program, kid.
You're right, I don't. And I'm quitting tomorrow and going back to selling for color tile. Huh?
You got people calling you.
You're the one for this hour. See,
well,
you know how Suchi likes to say that callers are the mother's milk of talk radio? Well, if I were an infant relying on that mother's milk, I'd be, well, let's just say I might as well be stillborn. So anyway, what'd you do on your birthday besides get up and breathe? Although I realize in your case that's quite an accomplishment. What else did you do?
It's not quite an accomplishment. It's very simple.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's getting harder all the time, though. Come on, admit it. It's getting harder all the time. You don't jog anymore.
Not particularly. I never did jog.
And that's,
who cares about
that's
jogging?
The problem. See, quit making my case for me. All right.
Let
I know you and Larry
you
King laugh.
Tommy.
Identically, huh?
As long as there are days in your life that look beautiful, you're going to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's up to you to determine what is a beautiful day.
So you would subscribe to Abe Lincoln's philosophy, which is that most folks are about as happy or unhappy as they make their minds up to be.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That is my philosophy.
All right.
Too.
Well, you stole it from Abe.
How's yours?
My philosophy is it's better to be depressed all the time. It's much more difficult for people to let you down.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
You sound like a very happy guy.
All right, I am.
I love you.
I love you too, Bonnie Jean. Happy birthday.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. 77 years old, Bonnie Jean, still with us. My computer is not disconnecting her. She must have some... look at her. She's still hanging up. You waiting for me to hang up? My machine won't hang up. There you go. She's just sitting there laughing. All right.